And again, everybody deserves a lot of credit. You know, it goes without saying, but Tamidim Kesidrim Musafim Kilchasim. Okay, so we're talking about the issue of Ziva Lemafreya or Lahaba, and it sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds that it's only Lahaba. And the big question that we have to get to is then how do you ever establish the din of Zava Gedola? Because you have to be able to connect three straight days, right? Because we know that Zav and Zava are many ways related, but the fundamental difference between Zav and Zava is Zava is Teluya V'isha Kiyazuv Zov Dama Yamim Rabim. B'yamim, it has to be 3 days. And Zav is B'ri'ios Tala Hakasov. So you have to be able to get to 3 days. Now, we'll see that there's a din here of Miksas Hayom Kikulo in terms of the Shivas Nikiyim. Rashi thinks it's a very unusual din of Shivas Nikiyim that, you know, you don't even have to wait for Alos. It's even at night, which is a very unusual application of Miksas Hayom Kikulo. Usually you need at least Netzachama, like by Avelos. And that's already a kula, halachi d'ra'amekel ba'avel. But be that as it may, so we're going to have to figure with that out, and the Gemara is going to have two suggestions. And then we'll be back in the Gemara regarding Tumas HaTahom. Okay, so the fourth line, in Pe'alef HaMen Alev, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Zav, Baal Shtei Re'iyo Sheshachtu B'Zarko Lov B'Shvi Shalo, again, B'Shvi Shalo, so that would have the din of Miksas Hayom Kikulo. So now here's where the rubber's going to hit the road. V'achar Kach Ra'a V'chein Shemeres Yom K'neged Yom. So apparently Rabbi Yossi holds of Mishkav Moshav L'Mafreya. Remember, Mishkav Moshav is like a quasi cherev harehu kechalal, that they take on the din of an av hatuma. That's the tzad chamor of Zav relative to all of the other tumos. Upturi milasos Pesach Sheni. So Imri Maila Mafreya Midrabanan. The Gemara says, okay, maybe it's only Midrabanan. Vafer Biyushaya Savar, Metamin the Ephraim Midrabanan, Tanya Rabbi Yoshaya Omer, Zav Shera Bishvi Shalo Soser Eshlofanav. Some of the Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yistor Aliyomos. The Gemara says, you can't have it both ways. Imanavshach. Ika Savar Lamafreya, Metame, Afilo Chulo Nistor, it has to destroy all 7 days. Ika Savar Mikanalahabo, Metame, so Yomo Nami Lo Nistor, as Rashi explains, because there's a halachic principle of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, and this is just now Azav Shabra'a Ri'iya Achas. So Ela Eima Lo Yistor Lo Yomo, really Mido Raisa, there's no din of Stira, Vermle Rabbi Yossi, Kai Kavasach, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitame Mishka, Vomosha, Lavafreya, Lav Shmamina, Mitame Lamafreya, Midrabanan Shmamina. The reason that we say, okay, that day is lost, right, not just Mikana Lahaba, but anything that day, you know, Mitami Mishka Vumosha, you do the contact tracing, as I like to say. Where did this man sit? You know, when we say Midrabanan, everything is going to be Tame on that day, is because it's a Din Durabanan. On the Doraisa level, it's really completely Tahor, because if again it was Tame Midoraisa, you'd go back all 7 days. Rabbi Yossi Hashda Mikana Lahaba Mitame, Lameis Bilvad, Lemute Bai. So we're going to go back to what we said on Payam and Beis, and maybe this is establishing that the Kohen is also going to have a special Zeres HaKosov to relieve him of any Tumah that could have contracted from Tumah Satahom. Remember, Tumah Satahom is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The Gemara is going to try to darshan it from Sukkim on Amud Beis and conclude that those are just asmachtos, because none of them really make sense in the end. So we had an Ibaya yesterday, which was, is it a din of the Karban, in which case we'll include the Kohen, or is it a din in the Bailim, and the Kohen therefore is not going to be included. So the Gemara wanted to say, here's our big chance, we're going to include the Kohen, so it lasts for about one line, and the Gemara says, no, the Olam Ibailim Uve Pesach, because Savarin Shochtan Vizarkin Al Tmei Sheretz. So contrary to what we saw yesterday, that no, you know, Tamei Sheretz is going to be, that's just Tumas Erev, right? The Sheretz is an Ava Tuma. The person becomes a Rishon Tuma. That's a Tumas Erev. And so therefore, he'd be eligible for the Korban Pesach that night. So if you hold the Shita in Shochtan, Vizarkin, Al Tamei Sheretz, so that's what it comes to be Mimoi. So you can't possibly darshan from this that the Kohen is going to be exempted from the Tumas Atahom. So Rabbi Yossi Zava Gemura, what we call usually Zava Gedola, Hechi Mishkachasla. So the Gemara gives two deos. Bishofas, meaning, this is kind of scary from a medical perspective, this should be treated as an absolute sakanas nefashos, but if she were literally bleeding heavily for 3 straight days. So that, as Rashi points out, you can't say, oh, she had, zov dama, yamim rabim, that it was yom rishon, yom sheni, yom shlishi. You can't say that because it was all contiguous. Okay? So let's say, again, Rashi picks Friday night, but you can pick any night of the week. So let's say it was Sunday night, all of Bein HaShmashos, so then it would include Sunday and Monday, and then Monday night Bein HaShmashos would include Monday and Tuesday. So basically you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you have Shnei Bein HaShmashos, and you don't have any point where you could say, even at the level of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, that even 5 minutes at the beginning of the day, she was Nikia, because she's bleeding throughout Bein HaShmashos. So by Rav Yosef, Kohen Ratzav Etamid Hoshel Otom Asad Homo Lo. So Yim Tiptalo Kohen Ratzav Bekarbono Seihen Hoshel Otom Asad Tahom. Koin amiratz v'tavid ma'ay, mi aminu ki gemiri tumas atom b'pesach, v'tavid ol gemiri, or we'll love this line, odilma yalef tamid mi pesach. You know, I rested my case a long time ago, but, you know, I don't mind, you know, piling on. Like this in the good old days, you know, l'havdil alef alfei havdalos, but when Belichick was like still pretty angry about the league finding him and suspending him for cheating and stuff. So he used to, you know, throw on a few touchdowns at the end, you know, against his opponents. So, you know, piling on has its place, I guess. So the Gemara says, ah, well, really, it probably is a din in Korban Pesach. But hey, Korban Tamid, that's just a friendly extension of your Korban Pesach. After all, as Tosfos will remind us, right, Shnehan Yeshnan, Lifnei Hadibur. Ah, so can we extend from the Korban Pesach to the Korban Tamid. So I'm a Rabbi Kalva Chomer. Yeah, of course. The Ma'am Makom Shalot Shalot Tama Yedua Hachalot Tama Satahom. Makom Shalot Tama Yedua by the Korban Tamid is Korban Sibor. Eno Din Shalot Tama Satahom. So Imi Mida Nina Kalva Chomer Mehalacha. You can't do this. Ratanim Lur Blazar Akiva. Rabbi Akiva once tried to darsh in a Kalva Chomer based on Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. By the way, Rashi in Masech the Shabbos says that the Yud Gimel Midos, including Kal V'Chomer, only apply to Torah Shebichsav. That's why you can never have a Kal V'Chomer that's predicated on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Okay, that's very important. So, Akiva, I've had enough, right? Etzem Kisaor Halacha, Reviyas Adam Kal V'Chomer, Menan Kal V'Chomer Halacha. So, Ela Amar Rava, Yalef Mo'ado Mi Pesach. It's based on Zeres HaKasov, and the Gzeira Shava, right? The Torah says, and that has to be the basis of the exportation from Pesach to Tamid. Fine. Okay, so Tomas Atahom Gufa Hei Chaksiva. So Rashi explains that this Gemara, right, historically speaking, came before what we saw previously, namely that, you know, Tumas Atahom is Hilchusa Gemirila. So by the days of Rav Yosef, Rashi explains, Vach Vayi Baya Be Medrash Mekami Habaya de Rav Yosef, Uvishan de Rav Yosef, Kar Ifshita Hach Maskana the Kaman de Tumas Atahom Gemara Gemirila. Okay, the Gemara is not, written in chronological order, so there's no problem with that. So Tumas Atahom Gufa, Hei Chaksiva. So Amra Blazar Makra, Ki Amus Meis Alav. This is by the Nazir. It has to be clear. If it's not clear, if there's an element of safek, that's Tumas Atom. So Ishkachi Nazir, so Pesach Minalam, Rav Yochanan Mekra, B'derech Rechoka Lachem, Mechuveres Lachem. Mishlaka Shomer, Kederech, Maderech V'galoy, Avtomanami V'galoy. So anything which has an element of obfuscation to it, that is hidden, Tumas Hatahom, so that is going to be subject to this heter. So Meisve, Ezo, Tumas Hatahom, So the Gemara gives the, you know, maximalist definition of Tumas HaTahom. The Tumas HaTahom doesn't mean it's a Safek HaShakul. Tumas HaTahom means that if there's one person in the world that knows where the body is, right? You know, even if that person is, you know, in the, you know, somebody knows where Jimmy Hoffa is, right? In the Mafia. We'll get to that. That's in Mefurash Rabbeinu Chananel. If one person knows that there's a body there, it's not considered Tumas HaTahom. So the Gemara is going to say it's strike one, strike two, strike three. They're a lazer. Amar chuer salva madia dehu. We don't care about somebody in the world, in India, in Pakistan, in Singapore, right? He has to know about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lachem. There have to be at least two people. Right, everybody knows the road is open and galoy and before some. So tumas atahom, if it's known to one person, besof haolam, how does that match up? Ela tumas atahom hilchasa gemiri la'akra asmachta biyam. It's just halacha l'moshe misinai, that there is this concept of tumas atahom, where if nobody knows about it, so then we can be mekel. Right, based on this special halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, we don't have to be machmir misafik. So Amar Mar Beravashi Loshen Loshen No De Lachar Zrika Dechizdarik Dam Shaper Izdarik. I will know the Lolifnei Zrika, as we discussed already. Lo Merat Meisvei Motzei Meis Mushkav Larach Boshal Derech. So if you a person crossed over a particular path, and then he looks back on the path, and you see that the body is there over the entire path, so you can't then go eat truma. The truma tameh, the nazir vosa pesach tahor. But for purposes of nazirus and asiyas pesach tar, it sounds like it's lechatchila. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. V'chol tameh v'tar lahabahu. El yitmar hachi yitmar mamar bar rashi lo seima nodel lachar zvika deratza vol nodel lifnei zvika lo meratza v'afilu nodel lifnei zvika meratza. The simple reading of the braisa is that even if you're going to do Nazir Vosa Pesach, a person has the right to be Mekel. So Gufa, Gemara says, and Motzei Meis Mushkav L'Rach Boshel Derech, the Truma Tamei, the Nazir Vosa Pesach Tar. V'medvar M'morim Shenu Makom Lavar, Aval Yesh Makom Lavar, Af L'Truma Tar, because you could be told that. You could say that the person didn't actually come into contact or be Mahil or Masit, the dead body. V'medvar M'morim Shemitzo Shalem, Aval Meshub M'vurak Tar, Shema Bin Aprakim Avar. Uvekerev afilu meshubar mefurak tame mitnesha hakever mitzarfo. Rashi's exeris akasov uveetzem adam uvekaver at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and Rashi explains that what that means is, let's say a person passed over the empty part of a kever, not to be too ghoulish over here, but you have a kever where the body isn't in the entire kever. But let's say a person passed over that part of the kever where the body wasn't, but he passed over the kever. So Rashi thinks it's Xeris HaKasav. Tosus happens to disagree with this point, but Rashi thinks it's Xeris HaKasav that passing over the kever, it's like the halachic reality is that the mace is memale the kever. Okay? Even if we could demonstrate, let's say, you know, you go to the instant replay and they demonstrate, you know, there's irrefutable evidence that you only passed over that part of the kever where there was no mace underneath, doesn't matter. The Rashi thinks the kever itself is gufa mitzaref, all of the airspace. All right. So the Gemara goes on to say, Rashi goes on to say, when you're mahalech baraglav, you can be really careful where you step. Aval ta'on, right, a person who's carrying things. So Rachov, Tame Lefisha Mahalich Viraglov, Efshaliga, Velo Yahal, Aval Ta'un, a person who's laden, O Rachov, Yefshaliga, Velo Yahal, right, that it's impossible that the person is going to have such control that if there's basically a Tame who's Mushkav La'aretz, mace, which is Mushkav La'aretz, there's no way to assume that contact didn't happen. Mamedram, Marim Betumma sat to home. Avol b'tumah yedua tame ve'ezu b'tumah sat to home. Once again, kol shelo hikir ba echad b'sof ha'olam avil hikir ba echad b'sof ha'olam ein ze tumah sat to home. So mitzau tamun b'tevin ba'afar uvitzuros harezu tumah sat to home. So the Gemara says, practically speaking, if you find a mace which is obscured in tevin, in afar, in tzuros, we can assume that nobody ever saw this body because it's lying in a way where it's physically obscured. B'mayim, b'afela, b'nekike haslaim, ein zeh tumasa tahom. Because even if it's in water, or it's in the darkness, or it's in the crack of a cella, if a person would look very carefully, there's nothing covering it. It is, functionally speaking, visible. So that is something that we should assume at least one person would have seen. Vilo amru tamas hatahom ela lemeis bilvad. So what do you mean? We said on Amud Beis, right, on Pei Amud Beis, that it could apply to a sheretz. Anybody remember how Tosfos explained that? Right, sheretz on the time Maga. Okay, Eitan, you were the first.
Oh, wait, never mind. I forgot.
Sorry. Ilan?
You put your hand in the ground, but you're not really sure what's going on.
Feels like a sheretz. Right. I think this is an achbar. It's a tail. They're the ears. But, you know, it's a little hard to be sure. Right, so what do we mean? V'lo amru tomas hatahom el lemeis bilvad. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, lafuke harug. So why wouldn't tomas hatahom apply? I alluded to it before. Nachi? To be a little bit diabolical to figure this out, but...
Did someone have to know about it? Because someone killed him?
You're absolutely right, Nachi. The murder. Now, I could be a little bit persnickety on that and say, well, not always. Person is a reckless individual. Goes up to the top of the Empire State Building and, you know, just, you know, drops a small stone over the side. You know, then goes back to his conversation. Maybe he doesn't know. But in any event, that's what Rabbeinu Chananel thinks. Okay. Tosos, v'kever, v'im tomar, says Tosos, hechi shaycha tomas atom v'kever, v'hom noda, Kishakavru sham. Same problem. If it's a kever, right? You know, unless it's Moshe Rabbeinu v'lo yada ishas kvuraso. So I would think that somebody had to, even in a situation of base mitzvah. There's echad b'sof ha'olam who knows about this. V'ikanameimar kigon shenafal ba'kever umes. So it's not his kever, but it is now his kever. Sadly. Okay? V'had appears b'kuntris, as we said, shakever mitzav v'mishil duchsiv o v'kaver ein yerleri, d'shar makram ayri v'kever mechusa. Right? It's not the reikan shebo, but it's a kever mechusa. Mishum ha'chinami ha'kever mitzav v'mishum oel shakisvei mevi es ha'toma alav. Right? So it's just a situation of Tomas oel because the kever is mechusa. We're not teaching us this massive chiddush that it's afilu l'reikan shebo d'chsev ovekaver, in other words, l'rabos es, you know, makom ha'reikan besoch ha'kever. Okay. Very good. So, again, I wanted to let you guys go a little bit early because of the midterm, so let's just quickly do a little bit of chazara. So the Gemara said, basically, there are three ways of trying to look at the stiras shiva nikia. It could be, on a d'oraisa level, that the tumba is l'mafreya. Right. It could be that we look at it once you're on the Yom HaShvi as Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, with Rashi's special version of the Mikzas Hayom Kekulo to include even the Laila, to say that it's only Mikanu Lahaba. And then there could be a third perspective, which is that we'll look at this as a Stira Derabanan, and you'll lose the entire seventh day. And as a Deraisa level, basically, really is Mikanu Lahaba, that you're Tamei. But we'll go the Mafreya just on Yom Shvi'i Bilvad, which means that you do the contact tracing, because it's Metame Mishkav Umoshav, the entire seventh day. And that's what you have to go back to. Okay. According to Rabbi Yossi, how in the world are you going to ever establish, if on a Daraisa level there's no Hitstarfus between these days, it's only Mikana Lahaba Utame or Hitmeya, right? Zov Dama Yamim Rabim. So how do you ever establish the three consecutive days? It's one thing when you get into the Shiva Nikiyim, she's already been established as a Zava Gedola, she's Muchzakes Lekach. But how do you ever get there? So the Gemara Tu Deos, Shofastam, that, you know, it just never stops, right? So you can't say day one, day two, day three, it's just, you know, constant. Or Ben Hashemashos, which is what led Rashi to make the observation, Right? If you have to go to Beit HaShemashos, what that means is that even the Tchilas Halayla would have otherwise broken things up. Right? If she was Nikia, but Tchilas Halayla, so then according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't have had that continuity. Really interesting. So Tosfos weighs that issue, by the way. I didn't get into this on the front end. But Tosfos weighs that issue. As you say, when, you know, V'safrala Shivas Yamim V'achar Titar, sounds like she has to really count the days. But maybe you'd say she could actually count the nights. And Tosfos says, no, she can't count the nights. She actually has to count the days. So that's really, really important. When we talk about the Shiva and the Kiyim of the Zava, it's like there really is V'safrala, right? Not just knowing what day it is, but actual keeping of the count, you know, biyamim. It has a special status to it. Okay, so we went back to Tomasa to home, and the Gemara was exploring the possibility that you could export the halacha of Tomasa to home from Nazir and Pesach to Korban Tamid, and maybe even be a Kal v'chomer, because one is a Korban Ayach, the other is a Korban Sibur, Korban Tamid. And the Gemara introduced a very important principle, that we are not Doresh Kal v'chomer based on halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Right? You can only use Kal v'chomer as a midos shahatorah nidreshes bohen, not Torah Shebaal Peh. Now you could then ask a related question is, well, is it really Torah Shebaal Peh? Maybe it's actually Torah Shebichsav. There were three possibilities with respect to Tumas HaTahom being a din in Torah Shebichsav. Either Meis Alav Befesa Pitom, Dehainu Nazir, that it has to be clear, alav bechuverta, or bederech rechoka lachem, it's clear to you, or bederech, kiderech, which is galoy mefursam lakol, and all three of these make an indication that if it's not absolutely clear, because it's mechusa, like the Gemara eventually concludes, right, that if it's covered in tevin or afar or tzoros, that's considered tumas atahom. If it's bamayim, b'nikei hasela, or, you know, be'afela, even though it's hard to see, it's not considered tumas atahom. So maybe, you know, in all those cases, we could say it's really, you know, actually mufurish bikra. Gemara says no, because our standard for tumas atahom doesn't fit into any of those. Lachem would mean that two people, right? Meis alav means that he knows about it. Derech means that it's galim mufurisim lakol. And our standard for tumas atahom is afilu echad b'sof ha'olam. If one person knows about the existence of this body, so then it's regular tumas meis, it's not tumas hatahom. Rabbeinu Chananel says that's what the Gemara means when it says b'meis lafuke harug. Because who knows? The horeg. Yesh ladun. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel thinks. Rashi and Tosfos have a dispute over, you know, the possibility when it comes to Tumas HaTahom and the Kever. Rashi says, as a special reboy, Ove Kever, right, Lerabos es Harekan Shebo. Tosa says, no, that's not what it means. It means that it's a Kever Mechusa, like a regular case of Tahom. But we have to be concerned for the possibility of Tumas Ohel. Okay, so that's a very important machlokas. Practical machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what we'll say about the makom reikam in the kever over kever, Rashi the Rabbo says a reikan shebo. Okay, very good. So let's hold it up there. Let everybody get back to their studying, and God willing, tomorrow we'll pick it up. Should be at the regular time with the Mishnah on Amud Beis.
Thank you,
Abby.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night, guys.
Thank you, Abby.